I left court on the coach for Osaka, bound for Japan today, this afternoon, 4 o'clock. Yeah, I thought it was quite amusing to think of myself on a coach to Japan. Anyway, I've had a bit of Italian food in a hotel near Dublin Airport. And just sitting here in the lobby, thinking, now, I suppose I'd better go to bed soon. I've got to be up at 6 o'clock in the morning. The plane flies at 9. And going down through the center of Dublin on coach, I thought to myself, what are those trees on O'Connell Street? What are the trees that line the sides of O'Connell Street, the main street in Dublin, or the most iconic street in Dublin? And it turns out they are London plane trees. London plane trees. And I thought of the connection between London plane trees and O'Connell Street in Dublin, which used to be called Sackville Street. And I thought, I wonder if any birds nest in those trees ever, or have ever done that. And I've discovered that some birds used to nest there a long time ago, back in the 1930s. So I thought, well, I'll write a little poem about the birds that have flown from O'Connell Street in Dublin, flown from their plane trees, where they might well have had a nest. So I did that. And now that I'm sitting here thinking, oh, maybe I should just be tired, I can't remember what the poem said. I know it talked about the birds that were there having left, and the plane trees being on the same street as the spire. There's a big spire in the centre of O'Connell Street in Dublin. So I thought of putting the plane trees and the spire together. But that's all I can remember right now. So this will have to be my little contribution on the road to Japan, on the road into going through Abu Dhabi all day and all yesterday and the day before. I thought if we were flying through the other place, Dubai. No, we're flying through Abu Dhabi. I have no idea about Abu Dhabi except it's a place that people go to from Saudi Arabia, I think, when they want to have an evening or a night or a weekend of drinking, I think. So there. That's it. The next piece of audio I record might well be on the airplane. Who knows? We'll see. Back to the studio.